Yeah, the greatest hits of the 70s, 95.7, the new KJRFM. I'm Dave Yates with Gary Shannon and Kevin O'Brien, some names that are just synonymous with the 70s rock and roll and the old KJR AM in those days. Yeah, we've had some calls, and people want to know, hey, what the hell you guys been doing? Where are you? Where do you live? Let's start with Kevin, because we've been talking about Kevin all week long while he hasn't been here.
I was not here to defend myself.
Yeah, exactly, and I kind of feel bad. You know, it's like, geez, the guy isn't even here. So now, Kevin, you're tan, you're a bronze god-looking guy.
Greased and ready to kick ass.
So you must be from Florida, right?
Yeah, I'm a management wonk for a company called J-Corp Broadcasting. We're America's eighth largest radio group, and I recently began looking after programming and marketing for our Jacksonville, Florida radio stations.
Well, I'm impressed about all that. Management what? What'd
you do? Wonk.
Wonk.
Doofus.
Oh.
Jerk.
No,
I crossed over to the dark side years back.
You had a lot of practice, by the way.
Yeah.
In the years we spent together.
And I had some excellent examples as well. And I finally actually did get married to a remarkable woman named Kim. April Fool's Day of this year was our sixth wedding anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We have two fabulously beautiful, remarkably bright and fun daughters, about whom I'm obviously nuts and non-biased. Murphy is almost 3 and a half and was not named after the world-famous Tom Murphy.
All right.
And Maeve will be 2 in July. Next month we move into a home on the beach, and we'll be about 3 blocks from the Atlantic Ocean. We're all way excited about that, and that's pretty much about it.
But
still have a great deal of fun doing goofy stuff on the radio.
I can't relate to it because you're like 18.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Tonight you're 18, and it's the old KJR, so I can't believe any of this
stuff
you're telling me.
I called home on the cell phone as I was riding in from SeaTac, and Murphy, the 3 and a half-year-old, got on the phone and was talking to me about some stuff that a 3-year-old will talk to you about. And then as she typically does, she just ended the conversation, gave the phone to her mother. Don't do that again. I'm not Daddy this weekend. I'm Kevin O'Brien, 18-year-old enfant terrible this weekend.
Teen heartthrob.
Well, we're loving every minute of it on the air with you, Kevin. It's just super to hear you again. And Gary, what have you been up to?
Well, I'm in radio, you know, different cities, of course. I left Seattle for Atlanta. Then I went to Nashville. Then I went to Miami. Then I went to Nashville. Then I went to Miami. You gotta have do it.
And
Kevin's been, how many cities you been in? Don't be laughing at me.
I went to New Orleans, and then I went to San Diego, and then I went to Philadelphia, and then I went to Pittsburgh, and then I went to Chicago, and then I went to St. Louis, and then I went to New York, and then I went to Dallas, and then I went to Savannah, Georgia, and then I went to San Francisco, and then I went to Minneapolis, Minnesota, and then I went to Jacksonville, Florida.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now I'm in Seattle, and
Do
have air checks and resumes if there are any other management wonks listening who would like to fire somebody else and put them on the...
What city's left?
Yeah. I don't know.
I got to tell you, though, I think...
I have a gold-plated Beacons credit. And I'm in that rare club with Scotty Brink.
Oh, mercy.
Yeah, well, you left your heart here, though. Anybody who works in Seattle leaves a little bit here, for sure. We miss it, though.
I was driving in, and I got itchy. You know, I haven't even moved into my house yet.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Now, why haven't I wound up back here yet?
Yeah, well, I left a little of my liver in Seattle, I can tell you that for sure.
Well, I'm telling you, we're loving it. And now, Kevin, you're on tomorrow again, right?
With Norm, 2-6 in the afternoon.
Good. How about you, Gary?
I'll be here right after the Emperor. The Emperor will be here. He'll be ruling the metropolis tomorrow morning.
Listening. It's just
we got to tell you, the Emperor started to believe that stuff. You know that?
He's walking around all day.
In real life, he didn't have to wait in line at movies.
You know, I recall when I came to KJR, I was almost 18, and I worked with, I guess most of you guys were in your mid to late 20s, and the Emperor was the oldest except for Lan Roberts, and Lan was ancient, but Lan was otherworldly, so it didn't matter. Lan was kind of like Yoda, and he was timeless, and the Emperor did seem like an ancient old man.
He was 30, like, but he looked 30. About 77.
Yeah. He acted like he was dead.
Be careful, Gary. You got to talk about him tomorrow.
And I could not imagine how all you old farts could be so hip. And now, guys that age are just kids to me. Just punks.
How do they take that music? Turn that down, young man.
A KJR-FM cash call, $10,000.
To $1,085. And Emperor makes a call tomorrow morning. Yeah, he does, with his robe and everything, right? Huh?
Do you really give away the money when people win it? Because we just said we did on the radio.
So, no, we've had about 5 or 6 winners so far. And
I know that's what you say, but do you really give them the money?
We really, really do.
Now, where do you get all that money?
Mr. KJR.
It's spring.
97, the new KJR-FM, the 70s reunion week. I am Kevin O'Brien. I wouldn't be lying to you. This is one of them there tunes that Gary Shannon took payola for. A new sound from Oakland. War. Cisco Kid, 1973, and the new KJR-FM. Cisco!
Pausing briefly for station identification. This is KJR-FM, CM.
I'm Gary Shannon, KJR, around 1972, doing the 70s reunion week of the greatest hits of the 70s, 95.7. New KJR FM.
And I am Kevin O'Brien. We love you for listening. It's 9 o'clock in the nitty gritty jumbo jet city.
One more note. Mm-hmm. The greatest hits of the 70s, 95.7. I'm Dave Yates with Gary Shannon and Kevin O'Brien. We are just having a blast. That, of course, summertime song. We've been talking about a lot of summer things. Alki, Cruising Around.
Yeah, why is it we're stuck on summer? I can't help it.
It's just great in Seattle. In the summer.
So it is. I'll tell you, one summer day in Seattle is worth about 30 in any other city. And
do you remember any of the fireworks situations? Because I've had a couple of people on the phone that were talking about the fireworks show. You've got to remember.
There was one in particular that happened before Kevin O'Brien arrived on the scene, and that was our anniversary fireworks show, which happened on Lake Washington, mm-hmm. and I think it was a Sunday night, and I believe it was either 1970 or 71, but I had to stay back at the station because I was there to play a specially produced soundtrack of hit songs and other things.
So you missed the whole thing?
Yeah, it was like 4th of July stuff, you know, patriotic stuff, and the Beach Boys and summer music mixed together, and it was synchronized. Cool. To what they saw in the sky, you know, the fireworks going on.
Oh, that's killer.
It was an unbelievable night. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to see it, so...
Well, I think I got a listener on the line here now that was there, so let's hear from her here. Hello?
Oh, it was spectacular. We were laying on a blanket and laying next to the lake, and it was right above our head, and...
Night Beast Kevin O'Brien with Dave Yates and Gary Shannon on the 70s reunion weekend, an exclusive presentation of the greatest hits of the 70s, 95.7, the new KJR-FM. It's late summer, early autumn, 1973, and for those in the know, bicycling is the preferred mode of beach transportation. Light of day or dark at night, you gotta ride. Ride as if your life depended on it, and as you ride, 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 you gotta make the wah, 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 wah sound that your brand new wild and crazy stoner rock and roll idol features on the Smoker You Drink, the Player You Get album on vinyl. Remember vinyl record albums? Joe Walsh, Rocky Mountain Way on the greatest hits of the 70s, 97.5, the new KJR-FM.
95.7.
The greatest hits of the 70s, 95.7, the new KJR-FM. Hi there, and guess who joined us now? Burl Bear's in the studio with us.
I am a living legend. It's great to see Kevin O'Brien again.
Fabulous to see you, Burl.
You haven't changed a bit since the last time I saw you. You look just as young and virile as when you probably impregnated half the population of the city of Seattle.
We've been through that now 300 times tonight.
I feel badly about all of the thinning hair shtick I did on Norm and Pat O'Day and Emperor Smith for the years.
What goes around,
I've gotten it back.
Yes, you are the chrome dome of the 90s.
I don't have the Yul Brynner Emperor Smith thing working.
He shaves it. Slick Watts look for the Emperor.
Yeah, no kidding.
Hey, I got to tell Kevin O'Brien, what a compassionate, warm, loving human being he is. One night, I had a gig. I was supposed to do one of my many rare personal appearances at Lake Hills Roller Rink. And you've heard of Lake Hills.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's right there with Parker's and all the other places.
Yeah, so I was working
the way we all actually made rent and managed to put food on the table.
That's right. So I worked afternoons.
Seattle Mercer!
So I got off the air at 6, and Kevin comes in, and I'm supposed to, you know, I may have a bite to eat, go out to Lake Hills. So we're shooting the breeze in the control room, much as we are today. When I turned, I said, well, see you later, Kev. And I turned, and I went to push the door to walk out. And this building, the old KJR building, were built in 1909 or something, far before safety glass. There was a little glass window in the center of the door. Mm-hmm. My hand hit it. The glass shattered, just like in the movies, and slit my wrist open. So I'm standing there, blood gushing out of my tender young body. And Kevin says, hey, I can't help you. My songs are all 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
That sounds like Kevin.
Well, and the remarkable thing was that was deja vu all over again, mm-hmm. because it wasn't, what, Gary, a year earlier that
yes.
I had punched out that very same controller.
Kevin had a volatile
really?
Temper, didn't he?
Yeah.
He had a tantrum one night. I don't know what triggered this.
I think it was a girl thing. I actually think I was having a
You were having a girl thing, or it was
And I shouldn't have been talking to her in the first place because I was doing my job.
Yes, when we're on our little watch, it is not a good time to be on the phone.
Nothing personal when you're playing the hits.
Hey, that's right.
Hey,
what happened?
I'm confessing.
What did you do that night that you paid a big price for?
I punched out the control room window and I called. I called Gary.
Oh, well.
And Gary came on down so I could go to the emergency room, and Mrs. Shannon drove me to the emergency room, and I got stitched up. Mm-hmm. And then I got this phone call. No, I didn't get a phone call. I did not get a phone call. He waited until he came home. Pat O'Day, lofty and godlike leader and general manager, was on vacation. So
Where was he on vacation?
He's in Hawaii.
Polynesian?
In Hawaii.
Okay.
So,
Polynesian.
A few
golden
days
door.
Go by, and I get summoned in early in the day and have a conversation. Mr. O'Brien, when I'm laying on the beach in Maui, having a nummy little Mai Tai, sunning my body, and I get a phone call, telephone brought to me in my lanai, Shannon Sweat. And Shannon says to me, Patrick, Cat O'Brien punched out the control room window. I gotta tell you, Mr. O'Brien, I think I got a problem. I think you got a problem. I think you're out of control.
And right he was, too.
Yeah.
Fortunately for me, there was this, I can't remember the jock's name. That's when KISW and KJR were owned by the same fine company. They were right there in the same building with us to save cost and overhead. And, the guy just put on an Ultimate Spinach album and on the turntable and a tourniquet on my arm, and they got me to the hospital.
Might that have been Steve Slayton?
No, it was wrong skin color.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. African-American gentleman who knew something about first aid, thank God.
Probably learned that in Southeast Asia.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to KJR-FM.
The greatest hits of the 70s.
And behind the scenes will continue. Radio exposed.
A KJR-FM.
$85. $10.85. Another call a little bit after 8 a.m. First thing in the morning. Know the amount and win it from KJR-FM.
I remember they had a party for Queen at the Butcher.
A party for Queen at the Butcher?
And Freddie Mercury was clearly very bizarre.
I bet he was.
1973.
Speaking of clearly bizarre, that's Gary Shannon. Gary's worried now. We've been talking about you while you were out of the room.
Man, I hate that. Every time it happens, and you were good at it, too.
Hey,
you were great at it.
But there's, where there's smoke, there's fire. Even if it's a distant fire, you know?
Greatest hits of the 70s, 95.7. I said 95.7.
KJR.
KJR FM.
Nice shot. KJR. Kevin O'Brien, it's so fantastic to see you.
Woo! This is kind of a hoot, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Greatest hits of the 70s, 95.7, the new KJR FM, 70s reunion week.
You know,
Gary?
I've had enough.
He's burned out at an early age.
I'm older than you guys. I can't stay up this late. Mom's waiting at home. I always stay with Mom when I come to the big city.
You try to stay with my mom when you come to the big city. That's the problem.
Actually, I'm flying down to the Lakers game. I got a fast jet taking off at any moment.
Gary,
on the runway of life.
I do sincerely want to. Actually, since I'm going to be sincere for a moment, I would like
the
to
only
say
moment.
It's been a hoot to see you tonight.
Yeah, it's been fun working with you,
look
too.
Look forward to doing it again tomorrow. And, yeah. And again, 20 years from now. But I really, on a very, very serious note, want to say, I hope that we haven't done anything tonight to embarrass your mother.
I hope so, too, because the word gets around. Sometimes...
We've been talking about it.
So, you've been talking about me when...
Yeah, when you were out of the room making your Lakers game arrangements, we were talking about you.
Well, you know, that was my problem. You know, I'd always come back in the room and say, I wonder if they were talking about me.
You don't have to wonder anymore. The answer is yes.
Get out of here.
Yeah, we were talking the whole time.
And the sad thing is, people listening to the radio will think that you're just kidding. And
he's not kidding. Every day I come into work, Burl, have you heard anything? Have you heard anything?
All right, if you're out to...
Does Pat like me still?
Here's the deal. If you're out driving around tonight, right now, honk your horn if you want to say goodbye to Gary Shannon. He'll be back, though, but honk your horn anyway. Listen to them. Holy cow.
See you, Gary.
Thank you, Dave.
I did not do that.
I
swear to God, I didn't break anything.
Me,
I know that I have this reputation, but I didn't throw anything. I didn't touch anything.
If you hadn't punched it, it wouldn't have happened.
What? I didn't touch it. Try it again. Oh, this one's slower than the other one. The other version was faster. It was.
Really?
This one's slow. This is a slow version.
Caribou?
Slow. It's KJR.
Did I miss anything?
We were talking about you.
Greatest hits of the 70s, 95.7 New KJR FM. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the 70s Reunion Week. I am Kevin O'Brien with my dear close personal friend, Burl Bear, on the
yes,
air.
Yes, it is a pleasure to be here. We have not been together in the same broadcast studio since 1970-something.
Really? Probably 1975.
75, yeah. 74, 75. Those were wonderful years. We were young, we were virile, we were adventurous, and we played the hits.
And you felt like...
Not with each other, mind you.
It didn't. Although damn near anybody else.
Yeah. In the gravel outside the parking lot. Yeah. That was our theme song at KJR when we were here originally, right, Kevin? We spent a lot of time on the phones in the 70s.
421-0957 is our phone number here.
Probably a little different caliber of action tonight, however, here on the greatest hits of the 70s.
We forged close personal relationships. We bonded with many of our most ardent followers.
Probably, yeah, measured by the gross.
And some were more gross than others. But moving right along.
95.7.
We're just thinking about some of the great groups of the 70s. We got a favorite here?
Absolute personal favorite of the 70s would be the Eagles.
Really? Mm.
And I recently saw them. Did I even start that? We were just talking about it here. That's too long.
I saw them here in Tacoma.
Yeah.
Where were you?
I actually saw them in Minneapolis in the Target Center, and they were phenomenal.
Target? They were in the store?
Yeah, they were
over there by the WWF action figures.
Well, maybe I'll play some Eagles next. How does that sound?
That would be very cool.
We'd like that.
On KJR-FM, cash call $10,000 jackpot.
They don't really give away the money.
The current KJR-FM cash call jackpot total is...
$1,085!
Rip-off, man.
8 a.m., the call
I'll take it
made.
For gas money to get me back to Wall.
This is the Pain Patrol.
Reunion Week and a very special tune from a very special album by a very special artist. Ladies and gentlemen, in living stereo, these are the Eagles.
KJR!
FM!
And ain't it something? Everyone else's dream is our reality, Kevin. Because everyone else dreams of playing the hits on KJR-FM, but hey.
Hey, Burl. Yeah. If I ever decide to grow up, I want to be you.
Kevin O'Brien and I were reminiscing about some of the great early days of our careers.
And Burl Bear, we can't repeat exactly.
Well, some of it we can. You see,
at least you remember, right?
Well, we wound up working together because another disc jockey had the most tragic. You want to tell what happened to him?
No, actually, I don't want to get too far into this, but as it happened, there was a night. There was some stuff going on, as will happen with a bunch of disc jockeys and management. Management had pulled some particularly boneheaded plays.
it's a timeless story.
And we were having a drink-a-thon at the Benbow Inn, the Admiral Benbow place, trying to conspire and mutiny, basically. There were a large number of us there, and Rick Hansen was on the air, and I think Joe Kelly was there. Gary was there. I don't remember who all was there. And Father Duffy.
Father Duffy, also known as Buona Johnny.
Was also there with us, and Father Duffy did, I believe, 9 to 1 at night, and Rick Hansen did 6 to 9, and at about 9:20, Father Duffy left at about 20 till 9, and Rick called at about 9:20, and had me paged, and I came over to the phone, and he said, "Where the bleep is bleeping Father Duffy?" And I said, "Well, he left in plenty of time to be there. Where the bleep do you think he is?" He says, "I don't know, but you bleep and find him, because I want to come up there and have a bleep and drink." And several of us got in our cars, and we meandered down the hill there in West Seattle, back down around onto 26th Avenue Southwest, and there were big-time ambulances and police cars, and Father Duffy had had a couple of toddies before he went to work, which was not terribly atypical or far from the norm form for Father Duffy. And he'd gotten to a stop sign or a stoplight. I don't recall which one it was there.
It was a railroad crossing, which they didn't have marked very clearly.
And he could see the great big Sealand cranes ahead of him.
Right.
He couldn't see
the
Burlington Northern flatbed that was straddling the road.
God.
And he happened to be driving the Monte Carlo, when Monte Carlos were brand new hot cars, of the program director, Nick Anthony, who was out of town. And he puts the pedal to the metal and
drives right into the flatbed.
The engine winds up in the back seat. Bawana winds up. Father Duffy winds up in the trunk. And he broke his right arm at about 14
places. He's lucky
places.
He wasn't killed.
Very that fortunate he wasn't killed.
The Corinthian leather was ruined.
Oh, he was just, he was in a full body cast. His arm was stuck up in the air like he's trying to catch a seagull. And I get a phone call from Pat O'Day. He goes, "Burl, you've always wanted to be part of the KJR family once again." And next thing I knew, I'm on the air after Rockin' Rick, or whatever it is.
And pausing
briefly for station identification.
Oh, my God.
Sound familiar?
How did that happen?
This is...
How do it know?
How do it know? It just starts automatically.
This is cooler than a thermos.
The automatic time tone.
I'm Kevin O'Brien, KJR, in 1972-75 with Burl Bear.
Yeah, living legend of my own mind.
Doing the 70s reunion week on the greatest hits of the 70s, 95.7. The new KJR-FM. It's 10 o'clock in the Jet City.
Gee, is this Creedence?
Yeah, could be.
Something's rising. There's a bathroom on the right. Whoa! Kevin, remember this one, huh?
Yeah.
Vaguely,
I hated it then. I hate it now.
The guy made a fortune off of this one.
This is true.
Yeah. He say, "Honey, I think we need another $4.5 million. I think I'll write another hit."
The law is on the way.
Uh-oh.
Stones. We should probably mention.
Rocking and rolling and feeling all right on a Thursday night.
Casey, so, she's too good.
Hi,
she's too good.
Now you do talk that trash, woman.
I learned it from all you guys.
She doesn't just talk it, Kevin. She lives it.
She lives it.
Her life is trash. You know, Kevin.
Yes, bro.
In this industry, we've been fooled before,
and we will.
Not. We will not. Well, I guess
speak
we will.
For yourself,
yeah,
sucker.
We will. We keep falling for the same old stuff. We'll pay your gas if you'll come. Well, wait a second.
Every time.
But Tom got a Montego, and the imp got flown in from a funeral parlor in Florida, and you're paying me gas fare.
There is no justice.
No.
But there is a God.
And there is
the Who. Hits of the 70s.
Boy, have you got a future in this industry, Kevin.
The new KJR.
Yeah. You know, this is the guy that was hired right out of
high school.
No, romper room. Yeah. He was still in his little outfit there with the coveralls. And
Patrick made a deal with my mother, and she made him promise to buy me fresh Pampers once a week.
Just keep my son disease free, Pat.
Like I think he fell down on the job then.
Right.
I had a frequent flyer card at the free clinic.
So like you were the youngest boy, and I was the youngest girl hired. Huh?
Mm-hmm. So maybe.
And we never met.
No, we didn't.
I'm sorry.
They by how much did
like
we miss?
Ships in the wind.
One another?
We missed a lot.
Oh, boy. Bring on the violins.
I'm
too much
I'm nearly tearful.
On radio.
I feel a group hug coming on.
A KJR-FM cash call $10,000 jackpot.
They don't give away the money.
The current KJR-FM
they don't
want to
give away the money. They're over budget,
is.
Kevin. $1,085
a call. A little bit after 8 a.m. Be ready.
They've been
for
begging
it.
For people not to know.
I love it.
Gary Shannon joins Casey Summers, Kevin O'Brien.
Good
afternoon. New Bird's Burning as the 70s reunion week continues on the
Do the people want him?
95.7 The New KJR.
People having second thoughts. Hey, shuffle this one, Kevin.
I love Boss. We don't miss Boss.
Come on.
Whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa,
as ice, the greatest hits of the 70s. 95.7, the new KJR-FM, and I got Burl Bear with me, and I got Kevin O'Brien, who, by the way, is on East Coast time, so, you know, it's like 3 in the morning or whatever.
I'm pretty toasted.
He's starting to get tired. So.
He's roasted, he's toasted, he's ready to rock. Kevin, you'll be on the air tomorrow.
2 to 6 with Norm Gregory, following Gary Shannon.
That will be a big thrill for everyone who appreciates live broadcasting at its finest.
Yeah, I hope everybody who's listening will have a good time, because I'm still going to be stuck in here with Norm. And sour puss.
Well, oh, Kevin, Norm's do you think you could do something funny next time? You know, Kevin, we went to a lot of expense to bring you in, and you pretty much suck.
Well, it's not true for tonight. I have enjoyed every minute of having you here with me tonight.
So as have I.
They paid even more for the imp, but he wears funny clothes. You
yeah,
can't see
actually,
that on the radio.
It works for him. He puts on the dress and gets a Woody, and then...
That's a chariot.
We don't care. FCC offices are
closed. They close at 4 p.m. East Coast time.
We're having more fun than is allowed by law.
That's right.
But anyway, you said you're taking off, and so we're going to miss you. But I guess if you want to hear Kevin again tomorrow, that's the deal.
Please join us 2 to 6. We'd love it if you give us a phone call, and we'll talk about then. We'll talk about now.
If I owe you money,
the statute of limitations has long expired, and I am probably not your father.
Yeah, I was going to say that. And if he is, you're over 18. It's too late.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you
Kevin.
Very much, Dave. I had a great time.
Stick around another 10, 15 minutes, you know, to set the standard of the industry. Oh. Ooh. Hey, sounds like something from the 70s, doesn't it? What is the name of this band? It sounds like someone real popular.
I think about 17 million albums were sold.
Is this Fleetwood Mac?
Yes.
10:35, KJR, Kevin O'Brien, once again this evening, was absolutely fantastic, dynamic, showed the reason why he became such a superstar in Seattle radio. He'll be back again tomorrow with Norm on All Norm Radio. All Norm, at home, at work, and in your car, the one Norm we all agree on. KJR, the new KJR-FM, Kevin O'Brien finally gave up the ghost. He decided he'd better go home and have himself a little nap because he has to be on with Storm and Norm tomorrow.
Let's talk about Gary Shannon now.
Well, let's talk about Gary. You know, I think Gary's lost it. I really do. He's just, you know, there's nothing there anymore except a beard and beautiful hair and a great voice and impeccable timing. But aside from that and the talent, you know, nothing happened.
We love you, Gary.
Isn't it incredible that the 70s that seemed so far away only moments ago come alive again on KJR 95.7. How do you like that, huh? I think I'm getting rummy. Been in too much time with Kevin and Tom and Gary.
It rubs on, man.
Yeah.
Woo. Well, let's see. We got a 3-minute instrumental.
I'm out of town. Should we talk up to when the needle hits the label? We could probably do that. I'm going to be out of here. I'm going back to Walla Walla, Washington.
All right, girl. Hey, man.
My wife called. She says the dishwasher needs emptying. The garbage needs to be taken out. And the kids don't remember my name.
Oh, where's man. The guy who played the hits, Mom?
We're going to miss you, Burl.
Hey, it's been a fun time. Can I say at least one more time?
Please do it. Give it to me.
KJR.
Hey! Yeah, hey, the greatest hits of the 70s, 95.7, the new KJR-FM. I'm Dave Yates, and I personally want to thank Kevin O'Brien, Gary Shannon, and Burl Bear for being with me tonight. It was another phenomenal experience of radio at its finest. Yeah, you're gone, Burl. You're not here. See ya. Hey, if you want to say anything more, I mean, I got a mic here. Yeah.
You were just waxing so poetic, I thought maybe, you know, I'd give you my autograph or something like that.
Well, okay, I'll take it and sell it to somebody.
That's $5. $5, you can mark it up to 10. Give me a little extra gas money. You want these Champs Arcade tokens as a souvenir?
Oh, inside joke, I guess. But anyway, it was fantastic. I've enjoyed
the amp got flown all the way out from Florida. Tom gets a Montego, right?
Here's our address.
I get the Champs Arcade.
190 Queen Anne Avenue. Send money now for Burl's gas money to get home. It's, what's the zip code here? 98109. He'd appreciate it.
Okay. Call jackpot total is
$1,085, 1085. And tomorrow morning, let's see here. Who's on the air? Emperor is on the air again. Okay, well, he could call you. You could win it all from the greatest hits of the 70s.